WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Rebecca Russo is an actor and director who most recently performed in Goshen with the stage reading of Mice and Men. Rebecca will be directing a one-act play as part of the International Playwrights Festival at the Warner Theater, a festival which will run October 13th and 14th, 2017. We'll discuss the festival, her work in theater, and so much more. We hope you enjoy our chat with Rebecca Russo here on Nutmeg Chatter. Rebecca Russo, thank you for coming here to WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio.
Thank you for having me.
This is such a pleasure. I had the opportunity of interviewing you way back before I had a radio program. I was writing an article for the Register Citizen newspaper about Mice and Men, so we were able to talk about that particular piece and your work in theater. Now I get to talk to you about your work in theater for the radio program.
Awesome.
I'm looking forward to it. Tell me about what inspired you to get involved in theater. Was there a particular moment when you were younger that inspired you to join the world of theater?
That's a good one. I would have to say my dad used to have the old cassette tapes, dating myself a little bit, but not too bad, of Phantom of the Opera, the original broadcast recording, Broadway recording, excuse me.
Certainly.
With Michael Crawford and Sarah Brightman, and I would listen to that incessantly. And I would have to say that was probably my inspiration. I loved singing. I connected with that musical, and it just kind of went from there. And in fact, that was the first musical I ever saw on Broadway with my dad, so that was pretty cool.
Wow, that's a special moment.
Yeah, and it just kind of sparked the desire.
Now, did you want to, after listening to it, was it something where you wanted to perform in musicals to get on stage, or was it to be on stage, but it could be musicals, it could be acting in non-musicals? What was it?
I would say initially it was singing, because I was singing at church, and I was just, you know, there's no dialogue in that show, really, so I just thought, oh, all musicals must be like this. They just sing everything. So initially it was the singing part of it. As I started doing shows and kind of realized how everything kind of came together, worked a little bit more on the acting, worked a little bit more on the dancing. So I would say I'm a singer that likes to act, as opposed to, I think other people might say they're actors who like to sing. So
certainly.
Yeah.
And you're also a director as well. You've had
a few times,
directed, I believe, in Thomaston.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes.
And will this be the first time as part of the one-act International Playwrights Festival that you'll be directing at the Warner Theater?
Directing, yes. I've performed in two pieces in past theater festivals at the Warner. But this will be the first piece that I'm directing for the festival this year.
Now, the festival has one-acts. One-acts are very, very special because they're kind of like the short story as opposed to a novel.
Right.
As opposed to play. These one-acts usually have a very powerful punch, a very special message, and they can be, you know, varied in terms of they're always top quality, but in terms of whether some could be funny, some could be very emotional, some could
Right.
be very experimental. And so it's a very special opportunity to go to a festival where there are so many productions people can enjoy.
Absolutely. I mean, in the past, the ones that I've done have been a little bit of both, you know, have that kind of comedic side to it, but also end up having a message that they want to send to people. My husband, John, and I did one where it's just the two of us, and it was about relationships. And, you know, it's like you said, they're so unique and special, and they're short. So you only have, you know, 15, 20 minutes to really bring the audience on a journey from, you know, start to finish in this really short amount of time. And it's really, I think it's just such a unique idea. I'm so glad that the Warner has a festival every year because it allows unknown authors to really showcase their work. It allows actors to, you know, get involved in something that isn't necessarily a long commitment and really just, you know, showcase themselves and the pieces. And I think it's just great.
That's fantastic. Now you are going to be directing a particular work. Could you tell me the title of the work?
The piece is called Saving Grace, and it was written by Bera Swain, and I believe she's from New York. It's a mother-daughter relationship piece. Again, it's one of those kind of funny, but also has that dramatic story that they're trying to tell. And I have two outstanding actors in it, Priscilla Squires and Kate Buffone, who have done, Priscilla's done a number of works at the Warner. Kate has done things in Goshen. She was just recently in
And
Sylvia.
Sylvia, that's right. Fantastic.
So I think it's going to be a really great piece. And it's something I can relate to, being a daughter with a mother, now being a mother, having a daughter. So I really connected with the story that she wrote about that relationship.
Now, when you cast the roles, did you have these actors in mind? What was the casting of it like? Was it that you had, were aware of these actors and felt that they would fit the part when you were reading the script?
Yeah, I read through the script and I was trying to think of first the right age because it is, an older mother, but not necessarily, it's kind of like a 20s to 30s daughter and, an older mother. And I'm trying to think of people that kind of look like each other that could portray that. And Kate, just because she just did Sylvia, kind of stuck out in my mind. She kind of fits that right age, the right look. And Priscilla, just knowing that she's done so many things, she's such a great actress. She can come in, she's so prepared all the time. I think for these types of pieces to where you don't necessarily have a long rehearsal time, it was really important to find people that I knew could kind of just come in and do it. And I think they make a fantastic duo. So.
That's fantastic. And we're going to get into some of that behind the scenes rehearsal in the second part of our segment. But I kind of want to ask you a little bit more about, as for the directing of the piece, is the fact that you have acted in two prior one acts before, has that informed you in some way as a director?
I think it does help because the what's different about the one acts is, the composition of how the nights work, and having performed in them, it's easy to block the piece because I've been in them. I know that it's very limited blocking. We don't use a whole lot of set. We don't use a lot of props. So that helps in kind of being able to quickly figure out, okay, what do I need to do and how can I kind of pull this all together, knowing in the past how the evenings run. I think that's helped, and I think also being an actor first just helps in directing in general because you have that, oh God, what's the word? You know what the actors are going through,
Empathy, you have the
right?
empathy for
Exactly,
them, yes.
that's the word. So that helps.
Now, when you your what was your first directorial what was your directorial de debut, I guess?
I directed it was it's called The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. It was at the Thomas and Opera
Thomason,
House,
that's right.
and it's a cute little story that has adults and children in it. So that is a first directing experience. A lot of children, that was different.
Wow, that's taking on a lot.
It was a lot, but it was great, and it was I love doing things at the holidays. The kids really got into it. The adults were really committed to it. And then I did that same piece at the Warner School a few years later.
Really? What was it about that particular piece that inspired you?
I don't know. I loved the story, and it's a story that, people have heard before. It's a children's book. They made into this play, and it just the overall, I don't know if you're familiar with the story itself, but it's basically, these kids that they're trying to put on a Christmas pageant, and the kind of rowdy misfit children from the town get involved, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? These misfit children are here. This is not how we run our Christmas pageant. And then in the end, they really bring the story to life. And that was the part of it that I just thought, like, this is really what Christmas, the meaning of Christmas is all about, is watching the transformation of these maybe not so favored children really being the ones to save the pageant, so to speak. And really, it turns the whole community upside down. And I think that was really great.
That's fantastic. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the directing of the new play that you will be working on as part of the one act International Playwrights Festival. We'll be back with Rebecca Russo here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Rebecca Russo. She is an actor and director. She'll be directing one of the one-act plays as part of the International Playwrights Festival at the Warner Theater. Her particular piece will be performed on October 14th, which is Saturday. Now, the festival itself is a very special thing because it has plays, one-act plays, on both nights, Friday night and Saturday night. It's very special. There are 10 unique plays, and each one is different, has their own message, has their own substance and feel that you'll get from it. And if you like one, you might love another. You might whatever you are bringing as an audience member, you're going to enjoy in different ways the different pieces, the different visions that come. Now, do you have a particular vision as a director? Is there some through line that you tend to bring, your own feeling as a director?
I tend to just really try to break the characters down and put myself in their shoes. And I feel that when you are able to see yourself as these characters, it's a lot easier to be able to direct the actors into what it is that you're looking for. So in this particular piece, being that it's a mother-daughter relationship, I really thought about my relationship with my mom, put myself in, you know, the daughter's shoes. It's not really anything like our relationship is, but still knowing that connection and how they're speaking with each other and how that they're interacting with each other, that putting myself in that place, I think really helps be able to, you know, tell the actors or convey to them what it is that you're looking for. So,
And when you do a one act, especially this particular one act where you described in the first segment, there's less blocking because
right.
It's a wonderful stage, by the way, the Nancy Marine Studio.
It's a great space.
Great, great space. You've got the risers, seating, comfortable seating, not a bad seat in the house. And it's kind of like the black box theater, if you will.
Right, exactly.
And so, but as a result for it, which I'm sure helps as a director, when you rehearse, you don't necessarily have to rehearse on that space. You could rehearse anywhere because
right.
you can block it later when it gets closer to the event.
Right. It's such an intimate space. And, you know, as opposed to the big stage where you have to really worry about projecting and making sure that the person in the 1800th seat in the back can hear you, it's so intimate. It's so just easy to work on. Like you said, you can pretty much rehearse anywhere. You can rehearse in your living room if you want to. Mm-hmm. And what I do love about the festival is because it is a very minimal set, and the space, you know, they're trying to crank out five shows in one evening. So that actually helps because I think rather than worry so much about where am I going and where am I moving and, you know, as far as blocking, the actors can really just worry about the characters and, okay, I have 15 minutes. Let's tell this story instead of having to really think about, was I supposed to sit on that couch? Am I supposed to stand up? Am I supposed to go this way? You know, so I think that's what I love about the festival and the space and just the way that they've constructed everything to kind of have each show flow into the next one without too much.
Yeah, and as you mentioned that it's a very intimate experience to be at the Nancy Marine Studio because you're so close to the set and to the actors. Is that something that you love about theater, that connection between audience and the people on stage?
I do. You know, as much as I love performing on the main stage, it brings a different type of performance. You go on stage there and you don't see the people in the audience, which I think, you know, for me, I kind of like that. I don't need to necessarily know who's out there. But the studio theater, I was going to say the black box, but the studio theater
Sure.
itself is, I think, I have never actually performed other than the Playwright Festival in that space. So I would love to do a full production actually in that space myself. But I just think that it allows the energy from the audience. You know, you can feel it, and you know, you just, it's a just a different type of feel totally to be in that space. And like I said, I'd love to do like a drama there someday, but
And you might, because there's so many opportunities
there are, yeah.
at the Warner Theater, the Warner Stage Company, so many opportunities to see a fantastic theater. And with a festival like this, you're going to be able to see five plays on the same
Absolutely.
night.
Right.
And that's just incredible. It's an incredible experience. You have actually performed, as you said, on that particular stage. You've done so twice.
Right.
So as an actor, tell me about your feelings of being on stage as an actor, and how that will translate to you being as the director acting directing actors on that stage.
Well, doing the Playwright Festival in the past, it's just a different, like you said, it's just a different atmosphere. And I just feel that I keep using the word intimate,
Sure.
but that really is, it's such a unique state-of-the-art space. And having been in shows and knowing the sight lines and knowing where the audience is, that's really helped direct, because I can say, all right, based on my own experiences, it's better to, you know, let's cheat this out this way, or, you know, let's stage this differently. And that's one of the great things about that space, is it's so versatile, because not necessarily for this, but they can turn the seating, they can make it, you know, in the round if they really wanted to. So I think that space just offers so much more. It's more personal. Being an actor, you just feel more connected to the audience when you're in that space, as opposed to a bigger, you know, theater. And I think the audience really appreciates that aspect of it. And so in directing the pieces, you know, you can really stress that trying to reach out to the audience on that personal level.
Do you like being an actor more than director, or a director more than actor, or do you like the opportunities of doing both? Is there anything that you resonate towards one versus the other?
Well, I think because I have more experience as an actor, I'd probably say an actor first. We'll see after this, you know, directing experience if I change my mind. I love directing. I like being the one that kind of gets to make the decisions and having my vision come to life. But I love the acting side of it as well, getting to create the character. And I haven't had a lot of opportunities to just do plays, which I think the older that I get, that's something that I really would like to do in the future, is work more on the character development piece of it instead of necessarily like the singing and the dancing piece of it. But directing, it's just a different experience. And I do think that I like I said, being able to see what I've envisioned come to life, being able to have that kind of say in where things go and who's in the show and that sort of stuff. I like that side of it.
That's fantastic. Well, we're coming up on our second break. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion and conclude our discussion with Rebecca Russo. We're talking about her directing of one of the one act plays in the International Playwrights Festival. We'll be back in just a few moments on Nutmeg Chatter here, WAPJ Studios, Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Rebecca Russo. We're talking about the International Playwrights Festival, which will be at the Warner Theater October 13th and 14th. Rebecca's play will be performed on October 14th. Now, did you select the piece, or was it a piece that they said, hey, this is the right fit for you?
Yeah, no, they sent me the piece and said, you know, if you're interested in directing, read through this, let us know what you think. So it was kind of predestined, I guess. And I read it and I was like, wow, this is really, you know, I think with the one act, like you said, you get five different shows an evening and they're all over the place. I mean, some are really dramatic and you're like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. And then some are very funny. And so it's such a kind of mishmash evening of plays, you get to really run the gamut of emotions. And
Certainly.
when I read that one, the one that they sent me, Saving Grace, I just thought like, wow, you know, this is very well written. It's a really cute story. It's not too heavy. It's not too light. It's kind of the perfect blend between what you'd want to see in this type of festival. And yeah, they sent it to me and I immediately wrote back, absolutely, I'm in. Let's do this.
That's fantastic. You know, all of these plays, there were over 200 submissions. In fact, there may
Right.
have been more than 200, but they made a cutoff at 200 in
Right.
terms of submissions. And then from there, professional readers read through all of those and then kind of culled them down to a reasonable level. And then from there, they continued to fine-tune the selections until they found the best of the best within what they wanted to do within those 2 nights. I'm sure all of them were fantastic. I'm sure all the submissions were fantastic, but these plays were specifically chosen out of hundreds,
Right,
literally
yeah.
hundreds, so that, that way they made sure that they got the best play for that particular night. And then from there, then they invited different directors that they thought might do that work justice. And so
Correct.
obviously they saw that and they thought of you. And I think that's a great testament to you.
It was amazing. I mean, I having been in the festival before, you don't really know how it all kind of gets put together. And so the fact that they reached out and thought of me, yeah, it was quite flattering and I was very honored. I am very honored to be doing it. I think it's great.
Have you had any mentors in theater? Were there anyone that you have learned from in terms of, you know, how to direct certain things or from your past experience? Have you what are some who are some of the mentors for you?
Well, directing, I can't say. I mean, I've worked with some great directors. I'm not sure that I would have a mentor is a, I think a really strong word. And this is going to sound really probably like cheesy, and he's going to think I like was paid to say this, but I'd have to say my husband John has really been a good actor mentor for me. Because I just find him to be so versatile. He's funny and he can do the dramas. And not having as much dramatic experience and acting experience, like we were saying, actors that sing and singers that act, I think he would say he's an actor that sings. So we're kind of a good blend between, I think I can help him out with music stuff and he helps me out with the acting stuff. But I've watched him ever since I've known him. All these different roles, and he's one of the only people that I can say, like, wow, you really are an actor. Like, you really could have, become a Broadway performer if he really wanted to. And I think around here, that's really rare, and I admire that a lot about him. And he did not pay me to say that at all.
This is not brought to you by
It's
Backstage with
not,
Johnny O, but
I know,
I
but
can tell you that
it's
that's a
genuine.
wonderful that's a wonderful testament to the work of a fellow creative person who happens to be your husband, but somebody who is a fantastic person within the community on any level,
Yeah.
and a fantastic person in the world of theater, and somebody who promotes. Loves theater, promotes theater,
Right.
and whether he's involved in it or not. And I think that's a wonderful testament to the work that he does. It's a wonderful testament to you as well that they selected you when they read this particular play and they said, "Hey, you know what? This might be something that Rebecca Russo could put her spin on, put her own vision to it." And I think that's wonderful. In terms of you started out in theater through music. Are musicals in your future? Is it something where you would like to direct any musicals, or you
That's a lot.
because you described that you kind of you're looking now towards more of the play aspect of things, but I wonder if musicals might be in your future.
It'd have to be the right musical. I mean, just at this point in my life, having young children, I don't think about theater all that much, to be honest with you. I'm kind of busy. So to be able to be out 3, 4 nights a week and have that commitment, it'd have to be something I really, really am passionate about doing. I love musicals. That's my comfort level. So if something came along, I would definitely want to be in it. Directing a musical, I think, would be really challenging. There's a lot of different moving parts to that. I've never actually thought about directing a musical, to be honest with you. But then, yeah, the same thing kind of with the plays. It would have to be something that I really felt passionate about to want to spend the time away right now to be in it. But I think anything can be in the future, you know. I haven't given up.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's also a strong testament to the particular piece that you're working on that you felt strongly enough to respond right away saying, yes, I want to be a part of that, because it deals with the mother-daughter connection,
Right.
something that has significant resonance for you.
It does, absolutely.
I was just going to say that bringing your emotions to a particular piece is important because the audience is going to feel that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm one of four daughters. I see my mom every day. She helps raise my children when I'm at work. And now I am a mom to a daughter. So that's something I think you always think about in your own relationships is how do I want my relationship with her to be? I definitely don't want it to be like it's written in this play because they're a little bit they don't get along that well. But I do think that, you know, it's helped really be able to break the piece down and put, like you said, put my own personal spin on it and have my experiences be able to kind of come out in these characters.
You know, when people, if they want to find out more information about the International Film Festival, they can look towards the Warner Theater's website, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Or also on Facebook as well. So if they want to find out more information or to purchase tickets, they're going to be able to go to the Warner Theater's website, and from there they're going to be able to buy tickets. And they should, if they're so inclined, buy tickets for both nights because they're going to have 10 unique plays that are
Right.
going to be so fantastic. And yours is going to be on October 14th, which is the
Correct.
Saturday. So that's so fantastic. It's such a pleasure to have you come on
It
in,
was,
and
thank you for having me.
it's an honor to do so. It's so great to discuss this particular one act piece. Looking forward to seeing it myself. So it's going to be a fantastic show.
Thank you so much.
Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned at 3:30 for Counterspin, and then at 4 p.m. for The Hotspot with Darcy, a fantastic program featuring local artists, music, and more. So we thank you for listening to Nutmeg Chatter. If you find out more information about Nutmeg Chatter, please check out nutmegchatter.com or go on to Facebook, Nutmeg Chatter. We hope you enjoyed our chat.